Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. Responsible hedonism. I like the sound of that. That's something we're going to be talking about today. A pleasure-based living for better health. Sounds so much fun and so delicious. We've got Dr. Teresa Nicasio with us. She's the inclusive chef, registered psychologist, author, and gourmet raw food chef. She's an integrative mind body wellness expert, and she joins us now. Hello, Dr. Nicasio.
Hello, Lisa and Andrea. It's so good to be here.
So good to have you on. When I saw what you had written me about the show and what you wanted to talk about, I fell in love with that responsible hedonism. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, isn't it sexy?
You
know, we live in such a pleasure-deprived society, and so many people, as a psychologist, I mean, I've been working and seeing clients for like 29 years, and the withholding and the restricting of pleasure is such a huge source of mental health angst, of social, you know, it's just so many problems that come out of this this thing. And I've become a real fan of pleasure, and one of the things that I'm trying to help people do more of is embrace more pleasure and just forget about all the judgment that goes around it. And if you're being hedonistic and, you know, enveloping your life with as much pleasure as possible, sensual pleasures, sexual pleasures, food, beauty, anything, and it's not hurting anybody, you know, yourself or anybody else, why not? Right?
Ooh, I agree.
Yeah, so we just need to get out of that puritanical or whatever mindset that has led us to this restrictive, guilt-imbued lifestyle.
Now, is there something we should be thinking about, you know, in order to be mindful of it? So let's say, for example, we know that we want to have more pleasure. We know that we want to have more fun. Is it kind of like something like we say to ourselves, all right now I'm going to go do it? Or is it something that we plan ahead? Or is there goals around it? Like, how would you recommend for those who are listening, saying, you know what, I really want to have more pleasure in my life, but I don't really know how to do it. Like, just tell us how to do it.
That's a great question. So I'm actually opposed to goals in general, because goals are a way of white-knuckling life, and that doesn't seem very pleasure-based to me. But what I like to do is encourage you, the best way to step into more pleasure-based living is to basically choose to be a kid, choose to allow yourself to enjoy pleasure. So, but I have like a great trick. One of my favorite exercises I give as homework to clients is I call it the twice as long technique. And even that sounds sexy even in itself. But but anyway, whenever we're enjoying something, let's say we're looking at a sunset, or we're hugging a loved one, or we're eating a really delicious, you know, dish, whatever it is. Oftentimes we are mindful. I'm happy to use that word. We're mindful. We're awake to the pleasure aspect of it. But we give ourselves a certain period of time usually, and then we're going, okay, on to other business. So the twice as long technique is so simple, and you can incorporate it anytime you're feeling moved by life, you know, moved by, you know, seeing someone being kind to another person, whatever it is. So if you just let yourself reside, and the moment you feel yourself wanting to stop that hug or stop being mindful, just say, okay, I'm going to do this twice as long as I normally would. So I feel the urge to stop. Let me relish in this a little longer. And let's see what happens. And oh my God, you guys, this is really life-changing when you can do this. It's just like suddenly the hug starts to feel like, oh, you're holding your partner, and then you don't let them go. And they're like, oh, what's that? You know, it's really fun.
You know, and I love that you said that. I love that you said that, because it's really also being present, right? Being in the moment and saying, okay, I'm conscious of it. I'm loving what I'm doing right now. I'm loving this hug from my daughter or son who never hugs me, but they're hugging me now. So, you know, I'm going to relish this moment, and I'm going to, you know, so you're being conscious of it and saying, okay, I'm going to, you know, have this twice as long. So I think that's great advice.
Yeah. And, you know, ironically, you know, a lot of times people might think, oh, if you're hedonistic and you're really indulging in pleasure, that's going to make you, I don't know, a bad person or make you fat or whatever. But it actually has the opposite effect, because when we don't get our needs met, or we're malnourished, you know, emotionally or physically or any other way, spiritually, then we actually, that's when we tend to binge more and distort the kind of pleasure that we have, or we need to do more or weirder kind to feel the joy of it. And when we choose instead to just sit back and be fully present with it, I love that conscious, using that word conscious, we actually find that we don't need as much. So, you know, things like emotional eating starts to become less of an issue because your needs are being met for pleasure. So you don't need to rely on you know, probably the most common form of pleasure that we are born inherently to seek, and that is through food. So it has the paradoxical effect of making us, or inviting us, or making it easier just to live a healthier life.
Oh, that makes so much sense. You know, I tend to be very strict about what I eat, and sometimes I go overboard. So lately I've been like, you know what, I'm going to, like on Mother's Day, mm-hmm. I hadn't had pizza, I don't know how many years, and there's a place nearby where everything's organic, everything's local. So I'm like, you know what, it's pizza, but this is pretty good. And they make their own homemade brownies. And yeah, the next day I felt a little crummy, but I was like, you know what, I didn't beat myself up afterwards like I normally look, like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten it. Now I'm going to feel crappy tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and it was really tasty. And, you know, I'll probably do it next Mother's Day or maybe sooner.
Exactly, and you can do that. And that's the other thing. I don't know. So you got my book, and I don't know if you saw, but what I've also tried to do is, because we have certain pleasures, you know, things like brownies and pizza, of course we want to enjoy those things. We have associations of good times with those, and the pleasure that we've, you know, psychologically gotten with that. So what I've actually tried to do is make those, a lot of those comfort foods that traditionally are not healthy and make you feel crummy the next day, actually be really healthy but still taste exactly as delicious, if not more, and you don't have to feel crummy after. So that's the bonus.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you get your cake and eat it too. I'm Italian. I like pleasure. I'm just like, and I love food. So let's do it right, and let's not invite the guilt or even that crappy feeling if we can avoid it, right?
Oh, of course. Now, I mentioned in the beginning about pleasure-based living for better health, and you're into, of course, eating healthy. And you just mentioned you can take things that are normally crummy for you and make a better version. And that's something that is so important, because if you don't, then you're going to get more deprived.
Exactly. You're getting more deprived. But the other thing is, when you do have it and then you feel guilty, or your body starts to show signs that you've been, you know, indulging in things that your body doesn't like, that feels really crappy. And then you just say, screw it, you know, you just try to just let loose, and then you give up on your body, you give up on healthy living. With the inventions, of my most proud invention in this book, Yum, is the buttercream frosting. And I don't know if you saw that recipe, but I have created...
No, tell us about it.
Buttercream frosting. Okay, look at our society. We have celebrations. Yay, happy birthday to you. I'm so happy you're alive. Here, have something that we know is going to poison you. Now, we have 50% of the population is diabetic or pre-diabetic now. And we're hurting each other. And I've seen this because in my family, diabetes is, you know, my dad didn't have either of his feet when he died. I mean, it's really ugly.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was obsessed with creating a buttercream frosting that had no sugar, that, and also has no butter or margarine or lard or anything, and you would never guess. In three cups of my lemon buttercream frosting, there's only 2 tablespoons of maple syrup. That's it.
Wow. So, Teresa, you know, you should send that, if you're open to sending it to us. We can even share it with Naturally Savvies on our website and our social media and create a fun graphic. We're out of time for today, but Teresa, where can people find you if they want to learn more about you? Do you have a website, or are you on social media?
All of the above, yumfoodforliving.com, yumfoodforliving, that's 4-F-O-R, living.com.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you, Teresa. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.